Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
You're listening to a man whose work is never done.
In a job like yours, even when it's finished, there's always one more thing to do.
And his job is to make your job easier.
It's a very difficult job, and the only way to get through it is we all work together as a team. And that means you do everything I say.
He's Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thanks very much for staying with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure, especially when we get a chance to bring our good friend Bill Brandt back on the show. Bill has become a great member of our Brain Trust, coming up on his 18th year. He's been hanging out with us. He's the President, CEO, and Development Specialist, Incorporated, DSI.biz is the website. He's a global business expert and problem solver, but he's also a member of the political class. And very much involved on the Democrat side, including a member of the Electoral College in this last election, for example. And he's our good friend, Bill Brandt. Welcome back.
Well, good morning and Happy New Year to you, Jim.
Happy New Year to you. Yeah. So, Bill, I want to break our three segments into three personalities. I want to talk about Mr. Obama first, then I want to talk about Ms. Clinton, then I want to talk about Mr. Trump. So, let's talk about Obama because he's leaving. I've been saying for a long time that Obama and Trump have one thing in common. Neither one of them could be said to be a devotee of their party. I always felt like Obama was the leader of the Obama party, and I think Trump's going to be the leader of the Trump party, not the Republican or the Democrat, respectively. What do you think?
I think that if you put a continuum together, I think Trump is farther away from his party than Obama was from his, but I
wouldn't disagree with that.
I wouldn't offer you a great fight that Obama had general disdain for politics as we know it on the street level basis and thought himself above it a bit.
What do you think about his behavior as he goes out now is he trying too hard to protect his legacy? Is it going to work?
I don't think you can ever try too hard to protect your legacy. Whether it works or not is a singular question. I don't know that I've actually, one of the few things, there are many things I like about Obama, but one of the few things that comes to the top of my mind is that here we have a president after 8 years who's had a fair amount of political scorn heaped on him by his opponents. But there's no whiff of scandal. His family life is perfect when you compare it to all of the other presidents that I've known.
You don't think, and I've been thinking about that. You don't think he can be associated with any of the email scandal of Hillary's?
No, I don't think so. I think in fact he implemented regulations that basically were counter to it, which is why he was so schemed about it.
Yeah.
On the other hand, as I tell all of my friends, because I'm a Hillary aficionado, hers was the one system that wasn't hacked. You know,
we know, and we're going to talk about that. In a minute.
Yeah, that's true.
But Obama. If not scandalous, certainly controversial, right?
He was certainly controversial in his own right because of the first African American presidency. But I think people will miss. This is my words. 8 years from now, people are going to miss the no drama Obama part of it. There are arguments you and I could make endlessly and agree with that he could have been stronger in foreign policy and a lot of things, weaker in other areas, perhaps lighter touch. But the fact of the matter is, it was pretty much a no-drama, presidency. There were no Iranian missiles.
But also, Bill, no excitement. And where there's no drama, there's also no excitement. And I have to be honest with you, and you know I mean this from a technical standpoint, not from a political standpoint. President Obama was horrible for Main Street. His administration was horrible for Main Street. Small business owners did not like his administration as a group, and I'd say one last quick thing. He really makes me the maddest when he tries to say that it's about race, because that is the farthest thing from anybody's mind that I know.
I don't know about the last point. I will tell you that I think I would have preferred he spent more time creating jobs and focusing on the economy rather than devoting everything and all his political capital to a health care program that was basically a gift to the insurance company.
He focused on ideology and not on leadership.
I think all of them do. I think Bush did.
Yeah.
I think that. But the fact of the matter is, I think the American American public after 9/11 and all the Clinton impeachment scandals and the rest of it, they were ready for a bit of no drama.
Yeah.
Now, the no drama may have lasted longer than they wanted. Four, 5, 6 years might have been enough.
After a while, no taste is not some flavor. Here's a question. Will he be quiet in the next year or so, or will he have to stick his nose in everything?
I think he'll very much emulate what Bush did. I think he very much appreciates what Bush did, both in the transition and thereafter.
I'm going to predict that he doesn't. I'm going to predict that he won't be able to keep his mouth shut.
Well, you know, you've got a different, as for him as a successor, you've got a different type of animal than Bush did or Clinton did, and so...
Yeah.
You may find that simply because of what Trump is, but I don't. Yeah. I think his intention is not to do it.
I think Obama's legacy is going to be so fragile that he won't be able to not say something. We'll come back. Bill's going to talk about being a part of the Electoral College and Mrs. Clinton, what happened to her and what's going to happen to her. 10, 20 tales. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.